campaign was all about people, many Liberians are experiencing all across the country serious, serious levels of hardship. And Liberians are beginning to vote on issues, even though we are not there yet. But more and more Liberians are beginning to pay attention and understand the importance of elections and electing their leaders. So we went out there. We did not have all of the resources like some of the major parties, but whatever we had, we did our due diligence by reaching out to the people, the grassroots, the people at the very lowest level, those who are considered to be underrepresented, marginalized, underserved.
Mr. Appleton, what do you think was or were your strongest constituents? Was it the urban area or the rural area?
Rural area was my strongest constituents.
How did that become?
Well, first, I'm from Maryland County, okay? And my father was one of those people who was a household name in Maryland County. We still have family. We still have friends. We even have people, brothers and sisters who are out there. And also, I went to school in Lofa. I went to LTI. I still have contacts out there. I have friends and family in the Banga area. I have classmates. And so all of those networks, we went ahead and made sure that we were able to connect. And I had an exploratory committee set up when I was trying to run for senator in 2014. And I've always kept in touch with people. So we maintained this network throughout. And when we were ready, we reached out and we sold our message. Now, I'm not one of those people who is on the world stage or out there with this huge organization. I've always been the people's person. As part of my own effort to give back, I've always helped people. That was one of my strengths, my ability to interact with people, to treat them as human beings, and to reach out. And the message that we had, the message of change, the message of things that needed to be done on the national level to ensure that an enabling environment can be created for the ordinary Liberian to live a higher quality life. So, and that resonated, and this is where we are.
Your third place finishing puts you in a very unique position now. There are those who are talking about you and the other lesser finisher in the first round as kingmakers now. What role do you see yourself playing in the runoff election?
Well, we will not be bystanders, and as is well stated and implied within the political landscape, that we are the kingmakers, of course, in terms of an endorsement. But before we endorse anyone, we have to go back to our own party platform. And as we know within our party, we have to review and ensure that whomever we endorse, there is an alignment with our core values and our principles. And there will also be other determining factors. Primarily, our endorsement will be what the people of Liberia and our partisans want.
When do you hope to make your endorsement?
Well, it's work in progress. As soon as our negotiations team can conclude and we are assured that, you know, whomever we select, their own vision and philosophy and their own moral principles and moral values are aligned with ours, we will make a selection. I'm sure that our partisans are all eager to make a selection, and then we will announce it to the public. So that is going to be very soon.
Mr. Appleton, thank you so much, and congratulations for your performance.
Thank you very much, sir.